Products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to Hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy, Hims.com/joy.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, with enough hot takes to melt your smart speaker. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Whiskey River, take my mind. No better memory, talk to me. Whiskey River, don't run dry.
Hour three continues out of bounds. William Plugamish, Ben Milstead with you this hour, brought to you by our friends at PhD Weight Loss. Now's the time. Don't start in January. That's when everybody starts and everybody stops. Their wellness journeys doesn't last. You can actually be already ramped up when you get to January 1. So your resolution will be just keep doing what you're doing. They're sweetening the pot for you if you start right now. They're adding 2 free weeks to your program. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've been in the maintenance part of the program for 5 years now, and almost 5 years on the dot now. And one of the things that's been great about it is I've just learned a more sustainable way to live. It's just a point blank period. I've added years back to my life that I didn't know I was losing. But you, when you see your body composition, you understand what those numbers mean. Their metabolic reset system doesn't use drugs or starvation diets or endless workouts. It's just smart, it's science-based, and it's sustainable for life. Mention 2 weeks on the phone. They're going to waive your consultation fee, pay for the cost of the food during the program. Call today, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
I don't know if we mentioned this on the air. We got a text earlier, I think it was right as we were going to a break, that said, never thought about this before, but does the SEC release their schedule now to help with recruiting or something to that effect?
I don't think we did. The texter actually framed it in the opposite way, said that would it basically cause a player to not pick a school because they're looking at a schedule like that and go, whew, that's tough. And I guess you could see it either way. Would a soft landing spot be, for somebody who wants to play in the college football playoff, would you be like, well, we're going to be Vegas favorite in 10 of our games. Have a look. Or is it, hey, we're going to play 7 top 25 teams next year. You're going to be in big games all year long and have a chance to play for something big at the end.
I really don't mean this to be disrespectful, but if you're wanting to go to the playoffs, you're not looking at South Carolina anyway. But maybe to the texter's point, that is, you do look for somebody who has a favorable schedule for that. We've known who the opponents were going to be. We just didn't know the order. Right. Same way with the ACC right now. We know the opponents. We just don't know the order. And, with the ACC, we'll likely figure that out, like August 1st.
Yeah, 3 weeks before the season, you'll know. About time you get your parking, you'll know what the games are.
Yeah, I think they come out like mid-January.
I do, like, when you look at that schedule for South Carolina, and I'm not talking about, like, from the standpoint of an administrator or a communications person or something like that. I'm talking about, like, as a fan. If you're trying to get yourself psyched up for the season. How do you sell this? We're going from 4-8 to do everything that we've ever wanted in our lives. How in the world do you look at that schedule and do that? Until you get in the portal and you get a lot better. And you don't have defections. Like Brandon Cisse going to the draft. Jalen Kilgore going to the draft. These are... John Hyde brought this up yesterday. Like, these are significant losses to a South Carolina defense that just doesn't need losses. Now, again, you might think that... I mean, Cisse, if he's a first-round pick, he's probably going to go. But, like, you got to put that back now. You got to put that back. Clemson's going to get their schedule. And listen, I think there's such a thing as a hard ACC schedule. But there are many more ways to get to a hard SEC schedule. When Clemson gets their schedule, we're probably going to look at that schedule, and we're not going to have to try real hard to think that a team not much better than this year's team could go 10-2 with Clemson's schedule. Maybe 9-3 with the LSU game. I mean, let's be realistic about it. You're probably not. But you know what I mean? Like, it's not been hard to go, you know, you got a break here, break there. You know, like, if you're doing that, you're going undefeated. If we're playing the breaks game, get breaks. With South Carolina, again, 4-win team this year, all three of your FBS wins are teams that made coaching changes at the end of the year. How are you supposed to sell hope with that schedule? I think it's very difficult to do that. Very difficult. If you're Kentucky, have we done Kentucky's schedule yet? You mentioned the first couple.
Yeah, I was just reviewing them.
I mean, this Kentucky schedule is impossible. Like, Will Stein gets hired, and as you said, we know who you're playing. But when you see them in the order.
Yeah. I'm looking for who plays Alabama, who plays Georgia, who plays Texas, Oklahoma, LSU. Kentucky plays all those. Kentucky has, in conference, Alabama, A&M, South Carolina, LSU, Oklahoma, Vandy, Tennessee, Florida, Missouri, and then, of course, Louisville at the end.
I mean, look, the non-bowl teams in that list are South Carolina and Florida, and I think we all expect Florida to make a bowl next year. I think we do. I don't know that you can just assume that South Carolina is going to, because we looked at their schedule. They are going to have to win significant portal battles. They have to get closer to the roster they had 2 years ago than the roster that they had last year.
And I'm also sort of looking for, on paper now, a tougher close to a season than what South Carolina may be facing. And I'm still looking.
Kentucky is at Tennessee, Florida, at Missouri, Louisville is their last four games. That's not tougher than South Carolina's close, to your point.
Missouri's last six games would rival it. The bye week is a week later, but you know, and that's the other thing with South Carolina. It is six in a row. It's an off week and then six straight. Missouri is at Ole Miss, at Arkansas, Texas, at Georgia, Kentucky, Oklahoma. That's probably collectively a tougher six games than maybe. I don't know, maybe.
What about this last month for Texas? Texas is at Missouri, at LSU, Arkansas at home, at Texas A&M in their last four. Three on the road, two against LSU and Texas A&M, and the other one's against Missouri. Texas is a good team, but that's a tough close. Also, they have an open day on October the 3rd, so they play eight straight games, Texas does, all conference games.
Texas A&M... Citadel goes to College Station, Texas on October 17th, right in the middle of the season.
That'd be fun for everybody.
A&M closes with at Alabama, at South Carolina, Tennessee, at Oklahoma, and Texas.
That's tough. That's tough. I'm telling you, like, A&M, I think A&M's real good. They benefited mightily from that schedule. And that's not something that you're probably going to say 2 years in a row. I just can't. I can't imagine saying that again about them. Alabama's close is not terrible. You know, like, if we're looking for the opposite, they get the late open date. They're at LSU, at Vandy, Chattanooga, and Auburn.
Not, no, it's not terrible.
Not terrible.
Congratulations to Florida. SEC said, well, we finally ran off Billy. We can ease up on the schedule. they no longer have the toughest schedule in the SEC. I don't know who does. We're still kind of working through that. But
they do play three non-bowl teams from the conference.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, that's a lot for a conference schedule. I tell you what, let's go to Butch. We'll continue to go through some of these. 654 Roar is the number. What's up, Butch?
Hey, brother. How y'all doing today?
Doing great. Hope you're doing well.
Oh, man, I'm on the right side of dirt, man. I'm doing great.
There you go.
Hey, I heard your caller talking about, you know, Carolina fans and stuff and making those excuses. Well, I said it out loud I think last month on Mickey's show, man. I'd like for South Carolina to go back to the ACC, but they're so locked in with SEC money, you can't afford to go back to the ACC. And, you know, so it's just like, with that schedule and with that just one open date, it feels like South Carolina's going back to the 90s. And I'm telling you, those weren't good years.
They were not.
You know, they were not favorable to us back then. You know, it was like South Carolina, Vandy, and Kentucky, all three at the bottom every year. And that stinks. You know?
Yeah, and I don't, to be honest with you, like, I kind of see South Carolina as between a rock and a hard place in the current system, like in the system that we're in the era that we're in.
Right.
And Butch, I appreciate the phone call. Yeah. Thanks very much.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. I do. I see South Carolina between a rock and a hard place. I don't think Shane Beamer is doing a terrible job. I don't. We'll talk about this more on the other side. We've also got some odds and ends to wrap up. But I don't know that he's ever going to get South Carolina to a place where you're not worried about bowl eligibility in a 9-game SEC era. Final segment of the program's up next. Don't go anywhere.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand. We pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us for the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere, or we'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville today.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 600 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Your holiday party doesn't need another banquet room. Take your team to Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym. It's active, social, and fun for all ages and fitness levels. Want more space? They can arrange a private room. Want to bring your own food? No problem. Celebrate together this holiday season, bonding, laughing, and climbing. Reserve your date now at blockhaven.com/groups. That's blockhaven.com/groups.
Upstate Cycling Greenville is celebrating 46 years in business. Come check out our kids' ATVs and dirt bikes. We also have bikes for riders who are still kids at heart, ranging from entry level all the way to off-road racing, dual sport, and adventure riding. We carry brands like Beta, Cove, SSR, and many more. Delivery is available, and don't forget to ask about layaway plan. Mention the Roar FM to receive $50 off our best price. Call 864-232-7223 for more info today.
Chickasaw Point, a gated community along the banks of Lake Hartwell, has so much to offer, from breathtaking golf to a reimagined event center at Overlook Restaurant. Offering delicious food and available for events like meetings and weddings, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Attention student athletes. Don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now, with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
I've got to admit, no one does Black Friday like Kohl's. I just shopped their early access deals and saved big. With the 15% off going on, I scored a sweater for under $13 and a throw blanket for just $8.49. Then I got 50% off a few of my favorite Sephora at Kohl's Beauty Finds and earned some Kohl's cash too. These deals are almost over, so don't wait. Get to Kohl's now. Select styles. Offers end November 9th. Sephora, coupons, and Kohl's cash do not apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
The upstate leader in sports by day. Worldwide leader in sports by night. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Last segment of the show, last segment of the week. Appreciate everybody's participation. Yes, that. You know, I was gonna say one more thing about one of our dear Twitter or texters, but I'm not going to. I'm feeling good today. Clemson takes on Mercer tomorrow in basketball. 3 o'clock is tip off of that one. 2:30 pregame here on the Roar. On Sunday, you have Pitt visiting Little John Coliseum to take on the Lady Tigers. That is a 2 o'clock game. And also tomorrow, you have Army Navy at 3 p.m. on CBS. Navy, about a touchdown favorite right now. I think that's going to be a really good game.
All right.
We haven't even mentioned it, but I'm looking forward to Army-Navy tomorrow. So I'll have that on while I'm at Clemson basketball.
When I got some questions for you on that one. First, let me tell you about the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. We're less than 2 weeks from the holidays. You're going to have people coming in to town. You're going to have family gatherings and Christmas parties and stuff like that at your house. I've got two Christmas parties next week, as a matter of fact. And one of the things that you absolutely cannot have, you must not have, are plumbing issues at your home. That's where One Time Plumber, the burst pipes and the clogs and the leaks and the hot water issues, that's where they come in handy, because that 24-hour same-day service guarantee, that's not just coming from nowhere. That's real, legitimate promise from One Time Plumber to you. And you can take advantage of it this holiday season for sure, because they got plumbers everywhere to respond to your call. Call the plumber. His name is his number. That's One Tom Plumber. Ben, three football things happening on Saturday. Three. I want you to power rank these in order of your personal interest. Item one is the Army-Navy game at 3 o'clock. Item two is the Heisman Trophy ceremony at 7 o'clock. Item three is Boise State-Washington bowl game number one at, I believe, 9, maybe 8 o'clock. How would you power rank those in terms of your order of interest?
Army-Navy 1, Heisman 3rd.
Okay. So the Heisman for sure last.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does it feel like a weaker... I understand that, like, people talk about the award doesn't mean as much, whatever. I don't really know what to do with the Heisman, because it does seem like interest has waned. Maybe we talk so much about it, people don't trust the results or whatever. I'm not saying that we shouldn't do it anymore, but I don't know. I'm trying to figure out a way to, like, make it matter more. And I just can't, in my mind, I just can't. I can't do it. I don't think it needs an hour or 2 hours or however long they're going to talk about it.
We have not even – I don't think we've mentioned the Heisman.
Not,
you
not
might
this
have
week.
When I wasn't here.
Not this week. Well, I mean, people talk about – this is the problem, in my opinion. This is the problem. Is that the thing gets framed, like, on a week-to-week basis every year. Or like, all through the year. It's like, oh, man, well, he had his Heisman. Marcel Reed had his Heisman moment after getting down 27 to South Carolina. Like, no, he didn't. Diego Pavia, just because you score a touchdown up 50-3 and you do the Heisman pose, that doesn't make it a Heisman moment. Like, we dub 55 plays in the course of the season Heisman moments for people. I think it just gets way over-framed. And, like, jammed into every conversation about game. Oh, the winner of the Big Ten championship game is going to win the Heisman. Really? I mean, I understand what people said about that. But, Ben, did you feel like either quarterback was just, like, incredible in the game? Like, if Fernando Mendoza wins the Heisman, it ain't going to be because how he played against Ohio State. Like, he played fine. But that was not, like, Marcus Mariota Oregon-level performance or a Lamar Jackson-level performance. It just wasn't. I feel like we are trying to, like, jam the Heisman into every single conversation and make everything about the Heisman. And then afterwards, we're like, yep, there it is, Heisman moment. And I'm like, wait a second. He threw for 180 yards in a game. Like, that's not a Heisman moment. I don't know. Do you find yourself frustrated about this? Am I the only one that finds myself frustrated about this?
I don't know if frustrated is the right thing. I do get annoyed by some of that. Like, the Heisman, when did the Heisman become about one moment? Like, oh, you did this one great thing and you get to do the pose, so we already have our Sports Illustrated cover ready to go. That's not what the Heisman was supposed to be about.
Like,
we have turned it into that a little bit, and that is annoying.
Desmond Howard and Charles Woodson did the Heisman pose after, like, at the very end of Heisman caliber seasons. Eric Crouch had the touchdown catch. I remember that. That was a Heisman moment. He had the touchdown catch after a Heisman level season. But to me, like, it didn't make sense to me that we were talking about that the Big Ten championship game was going to feature two really good teams, like, with good defenses, and the winning team's quarterback was going to win the Heisman. And the whole time I'm thinking to myself, like, what if neither quarterback throws for 150 yards? We're just going to hand it to them? Because mm-hmm. We decided before we ever saw the game, we decided that whatever happened in a game was going to be Heisman worthy for that player.
You know, the Catholic-loving side of me, according to the texter,
that's right,
is,
big Catholic guy.
Jeremiah Love is the best player in college football this year.
I agree. I would have voted for him.
Jeremiah Love is not winning the Heisman. In fact, I think he's going to finish fourth.
I think so too. I think that's a shame. I think it is a shame.
But I think he's the best college football player this year.
You know what hurt Jeremiah Love? Is he did not run the ball great early. I'm not even sure. He wasn't the most productive back in the first two games. The games that they lost, the games that everybody watched them lose. In the latter games where they were smoking people, one of the main reasons they were smoking people is because Jeremiah Love was putting up 100 yards and a half.
Yeah.
Basically.
Four out of his final six games, he had 100-plus yards.
I agree with you on Love. Are we going Service Academy under in this game with Army? And they've been giving up more points this year.
Yeah. What is it? I'm going to guess. Let me double check. I'm going to guess it's 47.
38 and a half.
Oh, my. Over. Over.
Over?
Yeah, over.
Ooh.
Now, what this game is in, is this game's in Baltimore this
it's
year?
It's in Baltimore, yes.
Isn't it supposed to snow in Baltimore?
I think that's the forecast. I got to double check this.
That may keep it down.
It might.
Well, I mean, that
but
will.
But these supposed to be cloudy is what it said. Cloudy and 43, so maybe not snow in this game. That's cloudy and 43.
It's a spring afternoon, Baltimore, Maryland.
Do you know Navy is 8-3 to the over this year? 8-3 to the over.
What is Army?
Army is 4-7.
Hmm.
They are 1-5 away from home. Like five out of six have hit the under.
Do you back on the Heisman for a moment? Do you have a lean on who you think is going to win it here?
I think Mendoza is going to win because I think we were all told that the winning team of the Big Ten championship, the quarterback of that team, is going to win the Heisman. Like it was set up for us, and so everyone was just like, "Yep, we said that's what's going to happen," and it happened.
I tend to go that way too because, you know, you said now beating Ohio State wasn't his Heisman moment, but it was the last major moment that we remember of these finalists. And then, you know, he had the fantastic post-game interview, and it's sad that, but things like that stick in your mind.
Yes.
You know, so it's, You go to submit your ballot, and that's the final thing you're thinking about, and you're not sure. I mean, like in a year like this, where there's not a clear cut favorite to begin with, I would think he's to me he feels like the obvious winner. We'll see. I don't know. Does Pavia?
See, I think Pavia
might have peaked a little early in popularity this year.
I agree with that. I think Pavia got, again, because we jammed the conversation into every little thing, I think people are sort of Pavia'd out. I think they are. I also think the story of Indiana helps. Pavia, though, is Pavia not the most valuable player in America? I mean, I was saying it about
his team.
Yeah. Like, I was saying it about Haynes King. Like, at one point this year, I was like, Haynes King's having the season, and people are trying to tell us Diego Pavia's having. I think King and Pavia are the two most valuable quarterbacks.
Maybe so.
So, if you're going to do value, I would do that. You know who's number one on ESPN's QBR? And he ain't going to win. He shouldn't win. I will put a feather in my cap for this one. When in doubt, Lincoln Riley's quarterback, Jaden Maiava, is number one, higher than Julian Sain 2, Fernando Mendoza 3, Diego Pavia 4 in ESPN's QBR. You're 9-3 USC Trojans.
That's why you don't get a vote.
Maiava threw for, he threw for 34-31 with 23 touchdowns and 8 picks. He also went 9-for-23 against Nebraska in November. God, a couple of these late performances were not pretty. 306 and 3 touchdowns at Oregon. He had a couple good games in there, but again, we were told that it was whoever won the Big Ten. Are you excited about bowls? We talked a lot about bowls last night. We get a bowl game post Heisman ceremony tomorrow. I don't know how I feel about this. The same day as Army Navy. I know it's after Army Navy. It's not competing. I feel like I want a little breather. You know,
we have playoff games next weekend.
We do.
And actually, I do like that. I do like that the games that matter, we have the extra weekend of that. It's spread out a little more. I do like that. I'm gonna stay with the Boise State Washington game. That's a night game, right?
It is.
Yeah. So yeah, why not?
I think Boise State stinks. I think they stink. And I don't know who's going to play for Washington. I know there's potential for opt-outs. I'm in a confidence pool, and there are 46 games we got to be confident in. And I haven't finalized my numbers yet, but right now I have Washington with a confidence score of 43. I really do believe this, that the gap between the P4, like a good P4, and every G5 team is significant. And I just think Boise State, I know they won their conference, but this is not a home game, what we're going to see from them. So I think Washington, I'm not even sure Washington's going to struggle that much in this game. I'm not even sure what the spread is. If it's less than a touchdown, I'll be laying it. It is 10, so TBD on that. We have Sherrone Moore news. It is not good, folks. There's a felony charge in there. There's a stalking charge in there.
Give us the quick Cliff Notes version of what came out. He was in court at 1 o'clock today, so some of these details. Really, many of these details were already alleged and leaked and were, confirmed in court today.
So based on what the prosecutors are alleging, they're saying he entered an unlocked door without permission. Argument ensued. This is allegedly his mistress's home. Argument ensued. He was unarmed when he went in, is what they say.
Entered an unlocked door without permission.
That's it. So they didn't get him for trespassing. They got him for felony, third-degree home invasion, stalking, and breaking and entering. But the door was unlocked. So it had to be he knocked, she said, don't come in, and he came in. That has to be the allegation there, right? I'm a little confused about that also.
Look, if you leave unattended French fries on a counter and I walk by and take one, I am not stealing.
That's right.
It's on you, buddy.
That should have been better.
Maybe
secure.
You should lock your door.
All
joking aside, it's not a joking matter.
Well, they had an argument. It escalated. He allegedly grabbed butter knives and scissors and basically, that's what they say, and he basically threatened to make her watch him kill himself.
I'm just that's imagining Johnny Cochran, the defense of a butter knife can't kill you.
Well, I'm sure Sherrone Moore is going to have great representation, Ben. So then the female calls her attorney and then says she's going to call the police. Moore leaves and is eventually picked up at a nearby church. So there's been lots of reporting about his